Welcome to the Fantasy Hockey Pros Podcast.
Gentlemen, we made it. It did not look good for a while.
This is ridiculous.
It was a bit of a struggle there. I was about 35 seconds away from saying chowing the entire episode and seeing you guys in the new year.
So, no Mike, right? It was Ant bringing you guys in. A little bit of a deviation from the regular routine here. We're recording this. What time is it now, guys? 1:10 a.m. We're kicking this off. Saturday night, I guess Sunday morning, technically. Mike is on vacation down south. I don't know if we have to give his exact location.
Let's bury him.
Bury it. Well, yeah, there's fans that are about to go right now. He's about to go sign autographs on the beach.
Actually, you know what? We'll get into Mike in a second. We'll get into him right now. He sent us a picture. I don't know if he sent it to you guys. Was it in the group with you guys? But he sent us a picture. He was eating dinner across from Michael Jordan.
Come on.
What?
I swear to God.
I didn't see that. Why didn't he send that to us? What a hack.
I don't know. I don't think he's been on his phone too much. I haven't really heard from him, but he did send that
Hold on. He hasn't been on his phone? Who's been doing all the Fantasy Hockey Bros account stuff?
He's probably been on his phone a little bit.
I tell you who it isn't. It's this guy right here. So somebody's been doing it. A ghostwriter has taken over our account. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, we're trying to keep the glue together here without the host. It didn't look good for a while. We've been trying to get this meeting set up.
Without the captain. It's players only over here.
Yeah, nothing to do with Mike not being here is the issue. Like, we have no problem doing this on our own. That's not a problem. No issue there. It's just the technical difficulties, because Zoom doesn't really want us to do this podcast today, I guess. I don't know. Zoom thinks you're trying to break into a fucking bank trying to access your account. So you got to do it on this computer, and then you got to get an access code, and then you got to sign in with this account. Like, buddy, nobody gives a fuck. It's Zoom. Just let's go.
Yeah, like, it's Zoom.
Come on now.
There's verification codes and stuff like that. Like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to be able to get anything from Mike right now. Yeah. So we had to switch it up, and we're Skyping it now to record this episode. But anyway, how were the Saturday? Did you guys have a good night? Joe, Bri?
Joe, what'd you do tonight? You said you might have been out, and I'm like, Joe, you're out. That can't be right.
No, I was. We were thinking of going to my wife's cousin's place, but they were busy. We went to go see my nephew's hockey game, and then we were going to go back to their house, but they were busy afterwards. But I had an eventful week, actually. We all had a snowstorm.
Listen. Nobody cares. Okay, we asked you about tonight. Okay, so strictly tonight. I won't talk about
my hospital visit on Wednesday night.
Back it up. Well, you should have led with that. Yes. That's the start here, right there.
Hospital visit? You were in the hospital, Joe?
What, somebody broke your ankles at ice hockey and you had to get stretchered over, what?
No. It's not sports related. It's stupidity related, actually.
So you guys better. I love it. Bring it on.
Get into this. Let's hear it.
So Wednesday night, after my wife and my daughter went to bed, I decide to take out the recyclable because it's garbage day, garbage night.
Oh boy, here we go.
I'm cutting up the cardboard for the recyclable.
Oh.
With a little X-Acto knife.
Uh huh.
It went a little too far and down, and it sliced for the guys on. Sliced
the
my
meaty
hand.
Part.
Right.
Wow,
here.
That's how you know you don't use your hands for anything.
Stitches, Joe?
I didn't need stitches. They glued me, apparently. I went to the Emerge. They glued me. But I
apparently.
Took...
Did you pass out from the blood loss?
Like, no.
Apparently they glued me.
Whoever's getting the garbage that day, you're going to have a pint of Joe with you.
No. There wasn't that much blood, but I stopped the bleeding, but it just wasn't closing. So they glued it for me, but when I took off the bandage today, the glue came with it, so it was still kind of open. So that's why I kind of bandaged it back up myself. So,
no.
Yeah, nothing much there, but different, let's say.
Yeah. And it's funny, eh? Because you hear a story like that, and you're like, you know, you being in the trade, I'm in a trade. It's like, that's a regular Tuesday for us, no? Like, you slice yourself open.
No,
I didn't want to go. My wife made me.
I thought you were going to say, Brian, like, we're used to, you know, handling tools and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
that too, but
giving Joe a knife or, like, a power tool is like giving a baby a power tool.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like when I used to get, it's like when I got my nephew, like, when he was really young. Well, he's still young, but you get him, like, the play power tool set, and he goes, oh, that's like, instead of like, hey, here's your plastic drill, it's like, no, here's a Milwaukee 18 volt. And just go to, with a large drill bit on it, just go to town. And, you know, and just not telling him what the risk is. That's Joe.
Hey, I had my hand away from it and it goes downwards. Like, I'm like, whatever. It is what it is.
Wow. Hey, man, you know what? You won't make the same mistake twice, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Boys, I gotta get into this right now because I am anxiously watching this the San Jose LA game, which is in overtime right now. Okay, so I got a buddy down here in Florida who recently, he doesn't even know much hockey, but he loves to throw some bets on. Like, mm-hmm. I think he uses an app like Bet99.
Yeah.
So he's been betting pretty heavy, but he comes to me with hockey, with like, I want to put some money on some hockey games. Give me some picks. So he started doing this a couple weeks ago. We've played, this is the fifth night, right? So he says, give me five or six picks. I think six is the max. So he can put, it's just a straight parlay. Six winners. Pick six winners from the night's games.
Yeah.
Right? So the first four, of the first four nights we played, I gave him six correct picks twice of the four nights.
Okay.
Okay, and he's only putting like $25 to $50
And
down.
This is money line, right? So this isn't covering the spread or anything like that?
No. Straight money line. Okay. Okay, so the first night that I hit all six, he made $500. A few nights ago, hit all six, he made $700. And tonight, if the Kings can win this game, $950.
Wow.
Are you getting a cut of any of this?
He's like, dude, I got to send you some money. Like, I'm not risking anything. He's like, dude, I got to send you some money. Because tonight, I obviously went to get $950 on like whatever you put down, $35, $40 or something. You gotta play a few teams that are dogs, yeah. Right? And I told him pick Florida to beat Jersey in Jersey, because I just had a good feeling about that game. Florida went and won that game 4-2. So I'm on a heater right now.
What I love is he does this for his buddy. Zero mention of this to any of us who also gamble, and zero chat, guys. I'm on a heater now. Ride the wave. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm telling you guys right now, because I'm going to keep going with this, but if the Kings, I already told him, hedge your bet, throw some money on San Jose going into the third period. So he did that, but I believe he wins a lot more if the Kings can come away with this shootout win now.
What? Yeah, that's, I'm trying to find it on the NHL package here, but I got nothing, so, oh well.
Well, Jersey's lost five in a row now.
Well, no, I'll give you guys live.
So Ant's on a heater. That's what we've figured out. And
yeah, Bri, it's weird to see you not wasted on a Saturday night.
Well, I was at a really nice dinner at this nice little restaurant, social club place, Italian spot in Woodbridge. Had a few beverages and then came home to be with you. You fucking schmucks right now, but you know I've been drinking, so I figure I might as well keep it going. But nothing too crazy. A couple glasses of wine, you know, a couple tequilas, you know, some grappa, and that's it. You know,
nice. That's all right.
You're really living the bridge life, eh?
Oh yeah. When you're in Little Italy or Big Italy, you gotta with Italians, you gotta soak it in. You know.
Yeah, plus you guys are stuck inside up there, I think, right?
Yeah, I think there's no need to throw that out there. But every chance this guy gets.
If it makes you guys feel any better, I went to golf this morning and got rained out. So.
Yeah, you know what? Love it. Suck it.
Those Hurricanes.
Suck on that one.
Those Hurricanes,
Kings,
baby.
Kings.
They won?
No. They just Fiala just put one in.
Did Trevor Moore score again and earn his contract right after he got paid?
I don't know. What did he get? 4-something a year?
I think it was 5-something. Sure. 5-2? 4-2, maybe?
For how long?
5? That's...
That is...
That's where we need money. That's where we need money.
Aggressive.
Oh, my
God. Well, who would have thought we would have been talking about Trevor Moore on his contract?
Talking about another hockey thing, did you guys see that Keandre Miller goal?
No, I did not.
No.
Holy jumping. It was on
Twitter. By the way, Moore is 5 years, 4-2.
5 years at 4-2?
Yeah.
Oof. Good for him. He got paid. But the Keandre Miller goal, the Rangers, it was in his own zone. I think he blocked a shot or he stole a puck off somebody, took it himself up the ice, got tripped as he crossed the blue line, fell to his knees, got back up, stick-handled around the goalie and put it top cheese. And then the best part of the whole thing was as he was riding along the boards, he did the Jordan shrug like, you know what I mean? Like that, as a celebration. Incredible.
Wow.
I need to see this goal.
I need to see it too, I'm sure.
Here's the pic. No one else can see it, but you guys can't really see it. It's fucking bright.
No, it's pretty bright. I'm just going
to
search.
There you go. Look. There you go. You see that?
Kind of does the Jordan little guess it was me kind of thing. It was nasty.
All right, guys. That means so the Kings just won this game, so.
So you're
definitely I'm now
So you're 18 for 18?
Oh, that goal is
no.
Sick.
Well, we've played. Yeah. I missed on a couple games in two other nights, but I mean to go 6-for-6, 3 of 5 nights. That's pretty solid.
6-for-6, and none of us reap any rewards. Fantastic. That's what you're here for, buddy.
I'm not even reaping the rewards, man. Well, I'm just. You know what?
Throw it in the group chat when you feel something,
dude. I should, but I swear when I actually put my own money on the line, I cannot win. But if I'm like advising someone, if someone says give me a pick, like give me a sure like. 2 or 3 teams are going to win tonight, I will always hit. But if it's on my own money on the line, never hit.
Speaking of hitting things, I saw on Twitter, if you look up Barstool Sports, they posted this thing that would be funny to talk about. So it's this MMA fighter, okay? He was born without legs. Okay, I kid you not. Born without legs. So he's a torso, arms, jacked. But he's, I don't know how, but he is. He made his MMA debut tonight. He legitimately fought a cage fighting match with someone who had legs. And he won in a unanimous decision. Okay? What? No legs versus legs, won in unanimous decision. Now I'm thinking in my head, I go, first of all, you'd think he has a disadvantage, but low center of gravity, because he's on the ground. And two, how do you take down a guy who's already on the ground? You know what I mean? Like,
but I'm saying that's his ground defense must be impeccable.
It's he took the other guy down. You know why? The other guy has to crawl down. The other guy's squatting, basically, in the match. Instead of stand-up fight, like imagine you're like, I'm a stand-up guy, right? I can go blow for blow, no problem. Well, now, like, my knee is the size of this guy's head. So, now, like, I got to cripple down, and now I'm going down to his level. It's, you know, it's tough.
Let me ask you, is now the opponent allowed to kick him? Because he's technically on the floor. You're not allowed to kick or knee a downed opponent.
Well, dude. Joel, that's a good call. But, I mean, if I'm the guy standing up, I'm not kneeling down. I'm just punting this guy in the head.
But can
this
you?
Sounds bizarre. It's so I don't weird. Like, there's I have so many questions.
If I field goal kick him, will I send him out of the cage? That's the thing I want to know.
Like Anchorman.
Well, no, like you said, like, center of gravity.
Like Will Ferrell, Anchorman, Baxter.
Like every shitty comedy.
Because I'm just picturing a guy that's just like walking around the ring like on his hands.
I went to Twitter. If you look on Twitter, you go to Barstool Sports, sports. This guy's name is Zion Clark. And it's like a 30-second video, and you see him take down. But the guy's literally hunched over on the ground. He's basically asking him, like, do you want some chocolate? But the other guy's like, no, I'm going to take you down instead. God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. Are you watching it, Joe?
Yeah.
Dude, he does. He
takes him down.
He crawls around on his arms. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know about this, like, man. How do you fight this guy?
I don't like if to be honest. If I'm the full fledged fighter without a handicap, I go listen. As much as this is a great story and all, I'm not fighting this guy because there's no advantage to that. If I win, then I knocked out a guy who I beat a guy with no legs. God. If I lose, I lost to a guy with no legs.
Yeah, I don't know about this, man. I don't know how this guy's allowed to fight. Look at him with the takedown. Yeah, he's taking full takedown.
And he can't wrap his legs around him, like defending the takedown. So you're on the ground and he's like swimming.
this is insane.
Well, first of all, you can never knock anybody out because you can't get high enough. Second, you can't really submit unless it's just a full chokehold. But then even a chokehold, the guy on the ground could just get up and like reverse into the cage, I guess. You got no legs.
Is Dana White going to sign him?
It's all ground.
Is Dana White going to sign him for as like a...
No, man. I don't know. He'd be signing him for the... Like, it's a bit of a gimmick.
I'd sign him and say, go fight in heavyweight division just for kicks. Pun intended.
Just for
John Jones against this guy, Zion Clark.
John Jones all coked out, just eyes bloodshed, ready to kill somebody, and he sees a guy with no legs. He might pick him up and throw him into the 22nd row.
Okay. Man. We got off the rails already.
I saw that on the way coming in here, and I'm like, I got to bring this up because this is ludicrous.
Mike's probably going to listen to this and be like, what the hell is going on?
This is the most I've talked in the first 15 minutes ever, and it's because Mike's not interrupting me all the time. I love it.
It's a players, only pod.
It's the players only. We don't need the GM in here. It's the players only time.
No, I mean, it's like Mike doesn't just get out of the way and let us talk. You know, it's usually Joe that's usually Joe's rambling on.
It is. Joe does love you, the occasional ramble.
It's always my fault.
But it's late for him.
Okay. We have, those of you listening, we actually do have something to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to get to the fantasy players. But I wanted to touch on, because we brought up last week our top 10 keepers going into next year. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you guys, if you are all high leaving Tage Thompson off of your lists, I need to know the thought process here.
No, I don't think I am. I think it was. I don't think I am. I mean,
I look at my list.
If you extended it to a top 15, he's maybe the next guy for me.
Yeah. Or yeah.
To be honest, I can't speak for Joe or Mike, but for me, it's. I'm not gonna lie. Once you get past the top two guys, maybe three, from about 4 to 13, it's. It's whoever preference, but they're all around the same. Like, I'm not going to... If somebody wants to put my ninth guy as fifth, I'm or my fifth guy as tenth, I'm not going to complain about it. Point, it's about the same. You know what I mean? And I think it's just the arrow goes to product, maybe not over the long term, but over something we've seen over the course of more than a season and a half or a season and a third, as opposed to... And Tage is great. He's been great, and I think he's going to be a stud. But it's if I got to pick him or, you know, Mikko Rantanen right now or McKinnon, I got to give it to the guy who's done it for the last 6 years as opposed to the last year. You know what I mean? But it's no slight. It's no slight on Tage at all.
Hey, well, you know what? So I'm looking through our list here, and we're going to post these to our socials later this week. But... I believe for the most part, we have a lot of the same guys. Mm-hmm. Like, we all have McDavid, Draisaitl, Matthews, 1, 2, 3. Then it starts to change up a little bit, but we all have McKinnon. We all have Pasternak. All have Kucherov. And I believe we all have Kaprizov.
Yes.
Which I think I just rattled off 7 names. So I think the other 3 names is where we vary. Like, a couple have Rantanen. Mike has Matthew Tkachuk. Joe, you have Marner. Bri, I believe, has Marner.
Yeah.
I have Thompson and Robertson. I don't know if you guys have Robertson
either. I think I have Robertson.
I have
Mike has Hughes.
My other 3 are Marner, Makar, and Brady Tkachuk.
I really wanted to put Tkachuk in there because he does it. It's not just about points, even though he gets those. It's about everything. He does it all. But I'm like, I'd still right now go over. I'd still have to pick the other guys. But again, I mean, if we extended a list to another 5 players, I think we'd all have the same players.
Exactly. I think in a points only league, it might be easier to put like
it's different
Tage in different. The top 10. Yeah. The reason why I have Brady in there because he does everything, and now the points are coming for him, and I don't think that's gonna go away.
Yeah. So, okay. So here's my thinking with a list like this. It's one of my like secrets. It's something I've been using since I started doing fantasy or keeper leagues. Let's say keeper leagues, and like more specifically, I go with guys that shoot and score.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is for me. It's so key, because a guy that shoots a ton and racks up the goals, he's gonna score a lot of power play goals, which whatever power play points is what we have, but game winners and shots, two categories that most leagues have. And it just puts those guys so much further ahead of guys that are just primarily assist guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But Brady shoots.
Oh, no. I love Brady.
Yeah, I think we all do.
If we did a top 15, I think I would have had Brady and Matthew in there. Right? But like for the most part, that's like, see, my top five. Actually, you know what? Pretty much all of them. It's pretty much all shoot guys who shoot.
And score.
A lot. Score, game winners. Anyway, we're going to get those lists up. But let's get to the fantasy players of the night, shall we? Finally. And you know what?
22 minutes.
You know what? We'll go right to Brady Tkachuk because Brady was one of our fantasy hockey players of the night this week. He had a goal and an assist on Wednesday in a 3-2 win over Montreal. Both points on the power play. Another two power play assists Saturday, that is. And yeah, like you said, Joe, taking another step this year, 35 points in 30 games now.
Yeah. Like he is like, that's, I think this year, end of last year was when he kind of started to, bring in more points. Cause he was always a shot machine and a hit machine. He's still doing that. It's a little down, but I think his production is going up. So that kind of balances it. And, I think he's just making more dangerous as he gets more experience and more years under his belt, and he'll get more points. I think he's just one of the best because he does everything. So like it's just
it, as the
I,
as
I,
the
he
yeah go ahead.
No, I was gonna say he could be. I'd consider him, even though Matthew, his brother, has more points on than him in years past. I think he's more valuable than Matthew is. I think Brady is more valuable than Matthew is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd want to pull up a side-by-side comparison, and we just know Brady hits more, and I believe shoots more, if I'm not mistaken. I know Matthew shoots a lot, too. Another thing with Brady is, too, it's as the Sens get better, right? Like, we know they're a team on the way up. You know, he's the captain of that team, and as the team gets better, you're just going to see more and more production, right? His value is only going to keep increasing.
For sure.
Right, so we'll go from Brady over to his teammate Cam Talbot, who's had a great week. He was our player of the night on Monday with a 32 save shutout and a 3-0 win over Anaheim. I believe he's on a 4-game win streak now. Picked up another win tonight. I mean, not too much to say about Talbot. He's been good.
Not too hard to shut out Anaheim, though.
Well, it depends on which team in Canada you play for, but
yes,
that's right. I knew it's where he was.
I laid it up. I threw it up, and Joe knocked it down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll go into Edmonton because there's not too much to say about Talbot. He's been pretty good on the year. I believe it's, he has a 916 save percentage, 8-7 now. So he's pretty serviceable if you have him on your team, but. Definitely not a prime option in the extremely tough Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
But with the West, Joe, Edmonton, man,
go ahead.
How did they lose to Anaheim today? Go ahead.
They lost to Anaheim. What was it, 4-3, I think it was today?
They smell right now.
And guess who was in net? He just wants to give it to
Skinner. That's where he's going with this.
Now,
go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say, guess who was in net? Skinner. He was a 765 save percentage. 765. Okay. I'm not harping on necessarily the goalie because you guys all know my feeling on that. It's more so my argument has been the past. This team is flawed. which affects the goaltending. And if you're not a top tier goalie, you're not going to help this team, and you're not going to this any goalie on this team is not going to help your fantasy team.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? Skinner was drinking coffee most of the game, and then when he had to work, he didn't. So I'll give him that. But, you know, Lukas Dolstal, who's a nobody, makes almost 50 saves tonight. Like, this game should have been 8-4, 8-3 for Edmonton, and then we wouldn't be talking about it. But
everyone, this guy, out of nowhere,
played great.
Yeah. He's been pretty good, actually. I think Dostal or Dostal or whatever. I don't know how you say it.
Dostal in his pants is what it is.
But don't own him. Let's not recommend that anyone goes out and gets Lukas. No. I don't even know if we're being facetious here.
Not Joe. He's serious. He hates goalies in general. He wishes the NHL didn't have any.
Yeah. Joe, I'll never agree with your take, but I will say that since we had that argument about Stuart Skinner, it hasn't been good for him.
It's been poopy pants.
It hasn't been going down. I still don't agree with your whole argument.
No, nobody does. But he's been pooping.
Because at the end of the day, how many teams have holes, Joe, in the NHL?
How many what? Sorry,
there's maybe three or four that don't. Everyone else does.
What I said, Joe, was how many teams have holes? There's most of the league. You got
most of them, yeah.
Over 20 teams that have significant holes and could get shelled on any night.
Yes, but some of them do have legit goalies who are not in their first year. You know what I mean? Like, they have actual NHL goaltenders that have been in the league for a while. They know the game rather than a first timer or a year and a half, whatever. He's been in. Not even 55 games, 50 games, not even,
probably, yeah. 40 or something, 45.
It's just crazy that so listen to this, guys. All right, so I'll move on to Draisaitl here, who he was our fantasy player of the night on Tuesday. Big 5-point night, 2 goals, 3 assists, and a 6-3 win over Nashville.
33 games for Skinner, 33 games played in his career.
Okay. Yes. All right. Still in its infancy. Fine. Draisaitl, okay, who another 2 assists tonight. He's up to 21 goals, 33 assists, 54 points in 32 games this year. He is on pace. This is Draisaitl. We'll get to McDavid. Draisaitl's on pace for 138 points. His career high is 110. Right. Okay, now McDavid.
Fantastic numbers. All world numbers.
Fantastic.
But
McDavid, another 2 points earlier today against Anaheim. He is up to 62 points in 32 games. He's on pace for 159.
Let's do it.
Okay, so these guys are having their best statistical seasons to date.
Mm-hmm.
And Edmonton, it's the same old story. Yep.
Stinky goaltending, stinky, leaky defense, and no one else can score.
Man, like, it's like they're gonna make the playoffs, because even 500 gets you, as of right now, 500 is pretty much in, or like right a point back or something like that. Like, the West is just
it's poopy. There would be teams in the East that would make the playoffs in the West at this current juncture.
Yeah, but exactly.
But also, we don't have to talk too much about Draisaitl because he's unreal. Who I want to talk about.
No, yeah. That was just to highlight Edmonton. Right. But yeah, go on, Brian.
Who I want to talk about, who is one of my original boys in fantasy hockey, because I owned him years and years ago. I loved him because his name was one of my favorite Leafs of all time. My boy Matt Zuccarello. Okay? This guy is having a career-type year. And we posted about him. He was the fantasy player of the night yesterday. Scored his only second hat trick of his career, 35 years old, but this guy's playing with Cappy, and he's just rejuvenated. He's chopped off his hair, which I don't love personally. I mean, the hair kind of made him what he was, but he moved off of New York and the limelight, and the garden and everything, and he's in Minnesota, blue collar town, Brock Lesnar, that kind of stuff. So he's playing well. He's got 34 points in 30 games. He also has a 9-game point streak. Apparently this year, just everyone's just trying to get point streaks of multiple 10-plus games. So we'll see how long he can go. But 14 points in those games. He's unreal. He's playing incredible. He had a really, really good year last year. And he's actually on pace in terms of points per game. He's doing the same thing that he did last year. He's bang on at the exact same number. So,
yeah, he was my boy last year. I was big on him.
Yeah. He's been great. If you have him this year, you just ride it because he's – and you love it every time he plays. You love seeing the name almost cross shoulder to shoulder on the jersey. It's the best. And that's it.
It's actually insane how good he's been since Kaprizov came into the fold there. Right? Like, it's been three seasons, and it's just his numbers have been insane. I believe he's been over a point per game in that stretch.
Yeah. Well, listen, you give a puck,
you
know, to
from being well off of it.
You dish the puck to somebody who anytime he shoots has, you know, 20% chance of it going in, you're probably going to pick up a couple extra points that you maybe didn't before, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy shit. Anyway, let's move on to Jack Roslovich, who we don't have to say too much about. He was our fantasy player of the night on last Sunday. 2 goals, 2 assists, and a 5-4 win over LA. He's only 6% owned. Just to mention, yeah, he's a deep league guy. 6% owned, like I just said. So, but we'll move on to Riley Smith, who actually does have some value. Riley Smith is an interesting one. He 24 points in 33 games, 2 power play goals tonight to add. So, yeah, 24 and 33, that is taking those goals into account. Which 24 and 33, it's not, you know, anything to really write home about. But he actually ranks inside the top 50 in pretty much every Yahoo League.
Shorties.
Because he has four shorthanded points. And I believe when he was the fantasy player of the night on Thursday, yes, 2 goals, including the shorthanded game winner. Baby. So that's where his value is.
Yeah, he has 3 game winners too, which is pretty big, right?
Yeah, so, and you know Mike has him, so that's probably why. He's got the 4 shorties.
I have him in another pool too, so loving him.
He's also shooting at like a 19% clip, right? So like goals per shot. So it's a fairly high number for his career. So it's, you know, I don't know if it's going to keep going, but Vegas, man, I mean, that team, they're good. So it's, and I think, what did you say, Ant? 23 and 32 or something like that? Or
24 and 33.
Yeah, I mean, that's what would extrapolate to about 60 points or something like that? Just over? So, I mean, that's, you know, for fantasy relevance, that's a good player to have on your team, you know?
Yeah, that's the high end of his range. Right. I believe I'm just pulling it up now, but yeah, his career high is 60 points.
Yeah, so.
And that was back in 17-18, so that's basically the max you're going to get out of Riley Smith.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, there's a lot of players that won't get you that'll cost you more, so for fantasy hockey sakes, you have him on your team, that's great.
And he's been doing a lot of this without Eichel either, too, because he's been hurt, right?
Yeah, I know about that, yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
You don't
six
hear me. You don't,
games.
Mike. All I hear, Mike. Oh, my team's on IR. Oh, this and that's still winning. I have 3 of my best players on IR. I haven't said one single fucking thing. Eh? So I don't want to hear this guy when he comes back on the
and
show.
And Husso might as well be on the IR.
It hurts. I'm on all on IR.
How have you been doing in that stretch, Bri? Because that's what that's what really matters.
Yeah,
how have you been doing during that stretch?
It's well, I'm still like 6th, I think, but I'm, you know, I dropped from like 2nd, so it hasn't been great.
Yeah, I believe you took a bit of a beating one week.
Sam, the Leafs taking a loss tonight helped me out because that I'm starting the last 2 weeks I've been starting the Leaf goaltenders. Thankfully, this week they're losing, but geez.
Oh, because you're playing Nick.
Yeah.
That right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Samsonov got shelled tonight. There you go.
Shelled. I love a good and shell. Yeah, so did Husso, though. My boy Husso horny, so it didn't work, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Samsonov got shelled tonight. That's a perfect segue into our last fantasy player of the night. That's Erik Gustafsson, who earlier tonight for the Caps against the Leafs had a hat trick, his first 3 goals of the season, plus 3, 5 shots, couple hits, a block. Yeah, I mean, not much to say about Erik Gustafsson.
No. I'm going to say...
first 3 goals of the year.
I'm going to say this will probably be the last hat trick he ever scores in the NHL.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going off on a limb there.
I think he's... I think he's the third Capital in franchise history to get a to score a hat trick defenseman, and he's the fifth Swedish defenseman to score a hat trick in the NHL.
Good Joe,
really stat guy Joe. Joe, what was that stat you pulled up in an instant earlier this week? You know what I'm talking about?
I remember.
Was it about Ovi goals per game or something like that? Yeah, it was Ovi and Gretzky goals per game, yeah.
Yes. Because we were talking in the group chat that night that Ovechkin had the hat trick to hit 800. And I wonder if Gretzky, if he got to 800 quicker than Gretzky. And Joe, within like 2 minutes, was like, it took Gretzky 1,116 games to score 800 goals.
That's nice.
Which is actually pretty crazy when you look at it. So, yeah, congrats to Ovi for scoring 800. But it's crazy that Gretzky did it much faster and then really tailed off in the last 300-something games of his career, only scoring
394.
Yeah, the last bunch of years when he was kind of running through a bunch of teams, it was definitely not the same player that it was before, you know?
No.
Yeah, but that spanned over, like, he spanned over, like, 5 years after that, because he broke the record, I think, in 94, March of 94, I think. And then...
It was St. Louis, and then the Rangers.
Yeah.
L.A.
Well, you know, he was in L.A., Had those years in L.A., and then St. Louis for, like, that half year at the deadline. Then he was with the Rangers, and it was kind of just, like, he was still good, like, better than most, but he just wasn't the same Gretz, you know?
But, man, it's a notch on Ovi's belt just to show, like, look at the guy, like, the longevity. The high level he's able. You watch him now, and he's still flying around out there hitting guys. Like, this guy
is an
absolute machine. It's insane.
How many goals do you think he can get?
Yeah, so was it – what network was
Subban.
That?
Subban. PK. Joe said ESPN. TNT? You or Joe or somebody said Subban.
ESPN.
PK Subban on the panel was throwing out quadruple digits. Yeah, 1,000.
1,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean he used the word easily. He said I think he can easily get to 1,000, which is probably a little bit out there.
Well, he's probably a season. He's at 800. Let's say he gets another. Wow, we got a long way to go. Let's say he gets another 25. That might be being a little generous, but 25 this year. He would need 75 next year to get to 900. That's obviously not going to happen.
It's nothing.
Yeah, that's okay. So it's 25. So let's say he gets 50 next year. I mean, it's not past the realm of possibility. He would still be 20, 30 short of 900. I mean, he'd have to play for like the next 5 years to get to 1,000. Four and a half, 5 years?
He still has 3 years left on his deal after
he's
this
playing
season.
That out. I think he gets over 900 for sure in that time. But it's how much longer he wants to go, right? I mean, once you break the record, you have the record. But if he's, you know, 85 away and it's like he's kind of run out of gas, then I think he calls it. But if he's still playing and playing well and scoring and he's like closer than we think, I think he's the type of player to be like, it's not like I'm bad. I'm still scoring and I'm good. Why wouldn't I keep calling, right?
Oh, yes. Sure.
I'm all for it personally. I love it. I've always loved Ovi, and I want him to break every record.
Yeah, man. It's just imagine seeing that. If you know, we keep talking about the goal 895 when he does pass Gretzky, but could you imagine seeing him score 1,000?
That's nuts, man.
Like the first player ever to not only hit 900 but 1,000 goals. That would be insane in today's era.
Well, the thing too is like we always say the old adage in sports is the best ability is availability. And in any sport. And what has he always done throughout his career, other than, I think Joe highlighted it, I think he missed 170 games or whatever. It was a high digit. Right. Due to lockouts and COVID and stuff like that. Like, but other than that, the guy's played. Other than some minor injuries that he's missed a couple games here and there, but he's always played and always been healthy to play. So it's like,
I think he's always ready to go.
You don't have to worry about him.
I think the number was like low double digits or something like that. And most of those came from like suspensions
Right. Because he has been fined
from All Star games. Suspended and like suspensions from missing All Star games.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But he's always played. If he's available, he's playing. So you can always, from a fantasy aspect, you can't ask more than that. As a player that's never on, you never see that dreaded DTD beside his name, and you play that. You have to play that game, and he's just plug him in. He's there. He's ready to go. He'll score, probably score a couple goals, and you're set.
Just a machine, man.
Love him.
Just an absolute machine. I think, as it stands, I mean, if he, let's say he gets the 45 this year, that's another 25 goals. And you said, what, Joe, 70? I mean, Bri, you said 70? Yeah, that's right. He would need about 70, that. 95.
Yeah, about that, something like that.
So you could realistically see him. It's probably going to end up being like early 2025 when he does catch him, which is crazy to think about because there's so much talk about it and we're not even in 2023 yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
As long as he keeps this
pace up, I mean, he absolutely can do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might have, call it 20, 25, 30 goals going into the 24-25 season, which would be about the midway point, right? You would expect if he keeps up this pace. So it's still a long time away.
Right. What I can't wait for is like when he. And I think, I mean, barring any injury, we hope nothing happens to him because I think he'll be in a position to maybe, I mean, if he has an unreal year next year, he could be in a spot to break the record next year. But whenever he's in a spot to do it, those games when he reaches like 893 or 892, and you're like, it's going to be national every single game, whether it's Columbus on a Tuesday. It's going to be nationally televised. I don't even care what other game's on. I'm watching that game. It could be 7-1. If he's a goal away, I'm glued to my TV to see if it happens. Now, and I think it'll generate a lot for the league, you know?
He's been a model because to see both, like, and we talked about his injuries and his health and all that stuff. But I remember I saw a stat, and the numbers might be one or two games off, but I think from his goals from like 0 to 100, 100 to 200, 200 to 300.
Yeah, you were saying like 100, that. Yeah.
100 goal increments. The lowest amount of games he's done it in is 130, and the highest amount of games he's done it in is 190. So he's very consistent in his in his 100, like his marks. So, and that's over 17 years now, 16 years.
Oh, yeah, literally.
King of goals, man.
He's the best. Love him.
Yeah, he'll probably, by the time we record episode 104 next weekend, he will probably have passed Gordy. At the very least, tied. You gotta expect.
And guess who this next game is against?
Who's that? Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. He's on the...
That's pretty cool. He's been waiting. He's right. He didn't score tonight for that reason.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
You sure about that, Joe? You better not be wrong about that.
No. I'm sure his next game is against Detroit. I'm sure about that. And I'm pretty sure on the fact when Gordy scored, whoever he passed, I can't remember the thing, but he also scored against that guy's former team. So it was just...
No way.
Yeah. I heard that tonight, and I was like, my mind is going blank on who's the next guy. But... back in the day when Gordy scored his, I think, 800th or whatever it would have been. But, yeah, it was on the same, I guess, the same team.
Well, that's going to be fun to see. Let's get to some injuries. We mentioned Eichel, who I believe they said Jack Eichel will be back maybe as early as the weekend.
Yeah.
He was eligible to return tonight on Saturday, but he didn't play tonight, and so it's not, they don't think it's serious, so it's a lower body injury, I believe, and they don't think it's long term.
Keep an eye on that. Hopefully he's back soon for Brian's fantasy team.
Yeah, please.
Jeff Petrie is expected to be out until at least January 8th, so another couple weeks for him there, maybe 3 weeks, that is. Also for the Pens, Jason Zucker's week to week. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say Petrie was only on that list for one reason, because he's on Mike's team, and Mike had to get him in there.
No, Petrie's got value. He's got value. It wouldn't be on Mike's team if he didn't have value. Anyway, Blake Wheeler, who is my guy, is out for a month. He just had groin surgery yesterday. Didn't hear me complaining about that one, guys. Sebastian Aho, another one of Mike's players, should be back next week, so he'll be back soon. Mike's starting to get healthy. Barkov, do we have an update on the Barkov situation, Joe? He was injured on that dirty Heischer play.
What do you think about that Heischer play? Was it like, I don't know if it was intentional more so than like, I think he was going downwards and
I need to watch it again. I only saw it briefly. Did you see it, Bri? Any chance?
No, I did see the only one, the one that I saw that we talked about this week was the that middle ice hit that was it, Reeves, right? That laid on thing, which is a complete completely clean legal hit that was just, hey, stop admiring your pass. You know what I mean? That's what, and what I hated after that was the scrum after. Was like, whatever. And you always hear stories of like O-Dog on TSN or any of these other guys would say like, you get absolutely lit up like that, the only thing anyone would say, there'd be no scrum, there'd be no attacking the player, would be, keep your head up, kid. And that's it. Like, that's all. That's your mistake. That's your fault. We're not going to go start a scrum because you're an idiot. Well, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Did you guys hear Reeves's clip on it?
No.
So he basically said, like, we locked eyes, and then all of a sudden he looked away, and then didn't see me coming, and you should know when I'm on the ice.
Oh yeah. What Hronik did there was actually like, it was weird. He had the puck, and he takes a look over his shoulder to like nothing.
He sees Reeves.
Really, that had, yeah, that much, it didn't have much bearing on the play. And then he looks back, and he's just getting absolutely sent into next week.
Just freight, an absolute freight train is coming your way.
Oh my God.
Reeves had time to go choo-choo and just absolutely light him up.
I love that the hit was, I mean, for me, clean. He keeps the elbow down. He doesn't leave his feet.
For sure.
But of course, still, you got to, you know, you lay a guy out, you got to fight.
That's what it is now, even if it's clean. Yeah.
Anyways. I know, always. Anyway, Joe, I'm looking at
he
this.
Sure one, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm watching this now. I saw this before, and I didn't even think this was it, because I don't see what he does. Is it his left leg?
Barkov's left leg? Yeah, he cross-checks his... He goes down, cross-checks his left leg a bit. I don't know.
Like, I don't think... Like,
no, it's more, I don't think that's... I don't know if it's dirty.
I don't think that's dirty at all.
I can't... doesn't... Yeah.
I don't think... I think that's not a finable or suspendable play. I think that's a... Barkov on the next shift when the ref's not looking gives him a nice hack in the back of the shins. You know what I mean? Like, that's just one of those plays where, like, don't worry, you got me this time. I'm going to get you back. You know, like, that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. More injuries. Tim Stützle out at least a week. So consider him day to day. Same thing with John Gibson, day to day. Not that you really want John Gibson back in the net for the Ducks right now. And then TJ Oshie injured tonight.
You definitely do not.
Exactly. TJ Oshie injured tonight. Consider him day-to-day for now until we get more information. And that is it. Hopefully we didn't miss anyone there. Who do you guys got winning the game tomorrow?
I think we all know who I want to win.
Yeah.
Is that...
Joe's got the first ticket out to Dubai, their Qatar, to go stroke off Messi when the refs hand it to him.
Is that true, Joe?
I just want to see greatness actually come through and win a championship.
Yeah, so Kylian Mbappe and Olivier Giroud and Antoine Griezmann, no. You're going to see them lift a trophy.
I don't want France to get another one, because that'll mean they'll be tied or pass Italy for the World Cup titles. So I don't... I think
they have three. They'll be at four. They'll still be one behind.
Tied.
They have three. They'll still be one.
No, behind. Italy has four.
Yeah, no.
Brazil has five.
France will tie them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want France anywhere anywhere near Italy. So
It's going to happen anyways. They're better than you guys.
Easy.
So, I mean, come on now.
Here's the thing.
Well, I mean, you guys weren't even in the tournament. It's not that much of a stretch to say it.
I thought you meant like, they, I thought you just meant just like won in the general.
Euro 2 years
I thought
ago.
You meant like in general, the French are better soccer players, you know?
No, I mean, the national team at this current juncture is better, so can't really say anything about it.
Can't really say anything about that.
They also won the last tournament.
Yeah, so they're getting older, and they're going to take a step back.
They're getting older. Their best player is 23 years old. He's going to shatter every record of any FIFA record of all time. He's so fucking good. It's crazy.
Oh, Mbappe is really good.
Oh, like, he's nuts, man.
Like, how old is Giroud?
Oh, Giroud, it's the last tournament, but all he does is score for France.
No, but exactly. That's so, like, I don't know. Those are your two horsemen right now, right?
Man, Mbappe has 9 World Cup goals, I believe. The guy's 23 years old.
I'm telling you, he's going to smash World Cup goal record. He's going to smash Euro Cup goal record. He's going to smash French national top scoring record. He's going to break Ronaldo's record of most goals, like, ever scored, because it's not going to happen in the next 3 years, but... He's 23, well on his way. I think he already has 38 goals for France or something like that. So, like, dude, this guy plays for another... Now, the only thing I'll say is he plays a very physical... Like, he's strong, he's fast, he's physical, prone to kind of getting hurt a little bit too. So, health is going to be a thing. But if this guy plays another 10-plus years, dude, we're going to see some just ludicrous numbers from him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's why I like this matchup tomorrow, because...
It should be
phenomenal. But whoever wins, yes. It's like on one side you got Mbappe, just a 23-year-old phenom,
yeah.
Who's like you said, Brian, he's gonna break all kinds of records. 100%, you got him winning another World Cup, mm-hmm. Or you got Messi going out, finally getting it, which is awesome.
Don't worry, it's all good. But FIFA will set that up. It's all good. It's happening.
But you know what? At the end of the day, I just hope, like, I like what Joe said. Like, I do want to witness greatness, and that's, it goes the same thing with Ovi. I want to see him get the record because I want to say I watched his entire career. And with Messi, I just don't want them. Exactly. I just don't want them to give Argentina the game.
Oh yeah. There'll be a phantom penalty, 100%.
That's what 100%
some nefarious activity is going to happen, and that's what's going to determine the game. I have no doubt about it in my mind.
Yeah, like if
I just want to point out, who's the FIFA president?
Storyline. What's that?
Who's the FIFA president? What nationality Pantini? Is he?
He's Italian.
Exactly. Yeah,
and we already know. We already know you guys love Argentinians. So,
and we don't like France. France.
Yeah, the Français.
Le Français.
Yeah, it's happening, man. I'm telling you. With this epi's gonna come out at some point in the next day or two. The game's already gonna be done, and you can mark my words, man. I think France is the much better team. I think Argentina's gonna win it because there's gonna be something stupid that happens. And Messi's going to be the hero, and it's going to be, he's going to ride out into the sunset just the way they want it to be, and all is going to be good in the world, because that's the narrative they want to play out. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
We'll see. If I could write a script, though, for the game tomorrow, it would be like 1-1, 78th minute, Messi has like a free kick or something. And a perfect free kick or something.
I was
just
gonna
put them up 2-1. That'd be insane.
The narrative would be he has a chance to win the game for them in a penalty kick. He has to score, and he skies it. He Beckhams it. He Baggio's it, and it's over. And he has his hands in his head, and he's crying. Shut him out. Go fuck off. And everyone else is running. That would be my dream. That would be my dream.
Well, you sound like a guy who loves Cristiano Ronaldo.
I do. I love him, and I respect the hell out of what Messi's done. He's an unbelievable player. One of the greatest of all generations. I mean, it is what it is. He's fucking... That goal that he didn't score, but that he assisted on the other day was nutso when he just the guys didn't even know what they were doing trying to defend him. But it's just, I'm Portuguese, so I have it's okay for me to love Ronaldo, right? But everyone I know that loves Messi is an Argentinian. That's what kind of gets me. But anyways, it is what it is.
The perfect scenario for Argentina will be the second version 2.0 of the Hand of God. That's how it's going to play out.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, it'll be, yeah, for sure. That's, I'm telling you, man, something's going to happen or not happen. And you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be something fishy, but we'll see. It should be a good game.
All right. You know what? Let's get
Don't you worry.
So by the time this podcast comes out, the game will be long gone. So let's get some predictions in right now.
Okay. I'm going to say 2-1 France.
Joe?
I'm going to say 3-1 Argentina.
3-1.
I was going to go 3-2, but
I'll say 3-1. I'll say 2-1. 2-1 Argentina. 2-1 Argentina, yeah, is where I'm going.
I'm going to say 2-1 France, but I already know that's not going to happen. But I'll say it anyways to be the contrarian and see what happens.
All right.
Anytime goal scorer, I'm telling you right now. Don't even bother putting your money on Mbappe. You're not going to be paying good money. Throw it on a Giroud because all that guy does is just score goals for France.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, guys, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Didn't even notice that it was only three of us.
It's tough. It was tough getting through without the host, but he'll be back next week, everybody. It is.
Yeah. He does. Oh, you know he what? Does
leave
good
him,
work.
Leave him where he is.
Yeah, Mike's the man. He's the man. Mike needs to accept that he's going to lose in the pool this year. I know it's very difficult for him to come to terms with, but he's going to lose.
He might not make the playoffs.
But, Mike, that doesn't take away. It doesn't take away, Mike, from what you are to this podcast. Okay, buddy?
Exactly.
This is a love letter to Mike at the end of the show?
To end the show. This is just directly to Mike. No one's listening, but Mike.
Absolutely, hold on. Right now.
Wait a minute. We're praising him right now. Meanwhile, anytime that we're not on the show, he rips us. So
yeah. What do you mean we? Why are we praising him? The one doing it.
Who?
I'm not praising him. I said leave him behind in the trash.
Well, Mike's been getting ripped for most of the show. He has. How many times will he roll his eyes listening to this podcast when we talk about his injured players?
We didn't bring it up too much because we do it every week. He does, to be honest, so he deserves to get chirped on.
No, yeah. He's gonna roll his eyes at every part, at every segment, because it's like, oh, I wouldn't have set it up like that, or I wouldn't have done it like that, or what are these guys doing? That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we set it up way better. We did everything way better. Stay home, Mike.
Stay
on the beach.
Let's get out of here, boys.
We'll see you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Good luck in your pools this week. Thanks for all the support. Follow along in the socials. I'll let you guys sign off.
Ciao.
Buona notte.